Yosef Rav Dimi was sitting down. No, come alai shmaita, said over this halacha. So Amalai Abayi said, Taimo dimisaf kolon, ichafinu eloi chafinu. What's the reason why you said it's demai? Because we have a suffix, whether he made a chiluf, whether the goy changed around, or whether the goy did not change it around. Hovadi chafinu, but mashm, if we know for sure that the goy changed around your peris with his peris, the kuli yalma boyle mesun lakayim. If you tell me everybody holds then that you have to be mafresh to truma and maisus, you'll have to vada give it to the kohen. So the question is, I vo omer Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel said, omer Rabbi Chanina, halakeyach tfolim in other gechovim. If somebody buys tevil from a goy, halakeyach tfolim in other gechovim, memurchin, so maisrin vein shaloi. That if you buy tevil for a goy, even though it's a murach, it was like it was by the goy's meruach. He made already gemar melachom. Well, because you have to take off truma to maaser. So if hein shalai, you have a right to keep it. So even though you see it's vadai peiros from a goy, still it's hein shalai, you have a right to keep it. So Morris says dilma kam betrum gedeilah kam betruma maaser. There could be the difference between truma's gedeilah and truma's maaser. Now, what should be the difference? So Gemara says, as Achrosa Nilsi reminded me of something, that Yom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Minayin, how do I know to say, L'lakeyach tfolim memurachim, Minovikachovim, that some of the boys' parents that were ready memurach, it means the pile was smoothed down, there was a Gemara Moloch already off a goyi, Shupotim mitrumas maitam, Yepotim from giving trumas maitam, Wash Nem, and the Potter says, V'el halaviyim tadaber, V'yamat olayim, that speak to Levim that when they take from Bnei Yisrael, so dash my this, tefillin shat lokech from Bnei Yisrael after marfresh mem trumas ma'isa, tevil that was bought that came from Yisrael, then the chibur take off trumas ma'isus, and therefore Bnei Yisrael lekayin you have to give it to a kain. But tefillin shat lokech from Avichovim, but tefillin peiros that you buy off a guy. So the locher is the yat to mafresh mem trumas ma'isa listen the kain. You don't have to take off trumas ma'isa and give it to the kain. You only have to be mafresh trumas ma'isa benachem b'hein shaloi. You don't have to give it to a kain. So that we say by vadi you have to give to the kain. That's truma gedola. But by trumas ma'isa benachem nami, if it's a locher, you do not have to give it to a goy, but rather b'hein shaloi. The kiss is a special gzeras akosav here that by trumas ma'isa you potter from giving benachem nami truma gedola. You don't have such a posik. The lach would be from Gedolah you'd have the chiyuv to give to the kohen. Then it says in Mishnah, the yemeis nenin, if this petach hamor dies, you'll have to have anor from it. So the Gemara says the yemeis heichel, where did the petach hamor or where does this seh die? Okay, basically you had a vade petach hamor and you amafer to seh, and now the seh died. Where did the seh die? He let me want to tell me the yemeis kohen that died by the kohen. Vinena by kohen and Mishnah means to say that the kohen's allowed to have enjoyment from it. Kashmir's pshita, of course he's allowed to have enjoyment from it. Why not? Memoino, did they, it was his money, so pshita could have enough from it. Ella must be the case, says the Miss Beibalim, that died by the Bailim, by the Israel. The Kedishan of Mishnah. So as soon as the Israel is mafresh to say, even before it gives it to the Kayin, the Kohen is Eicher in the Seh, and if it dies then, so the Kohen still has the right to have the Hanor from the Meis, he can sell them the Veil HaShavoy. Alright, we'll stop here.